Living for today with an eye for tomorrow. This is the Voice of Vision broadcast.
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior, for He is good. For He is good. I will rejoice.
Now, here's our teacher, Pastor J.D. Hatfield.
Well, hello there, friends. Once again, this is Pastor J.D. Hatfield of the Riverside Christian Fellowship in Hernando, Florida. As always, you can find us on the web at voiceofvision.org. Voiceofvision.org. You can email me there, Pastor J.D. at voiceofvision.org. You can find our sermons from there and a daily weblog where we have a lot of these messages in little transcript form that you can get right there. We can see in the PDF copies and free CDs and some other things there. And got a topical index and about Riverside Christian Fellowship right there at voiceofvision.org. Just look across the top there and you will see lots of different buttons there and books and things like that. So articles, and again, you can get a hold of us, and we've got some links there and other things like that. So visit that site, voiceofvision.org. Well, now on to today's teaching. We're calling Poured Out. Philippians 2:17, Paul says, even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Of course, in verse 18, he says, likewise, you should also be glad and rejoice with me. In chapter 2 of Philippians here, Paul exhorts the Philippians to pour themselves out to one another. You live out the faith. You pour out what God has poured in with humility and without complaint. I mean, he says it all throughout this chapter, one of the great chapters in the Bible. He says Christ was poured out, and then he talks about himself being poured out, and then he goes on to talk about Timothy being poured out, and Epaphroditus was nearly all poured out. He almost was sick unto death, but he didn't even want them to know it because he was being poured out. It mattered to him about them. Now, I want to relate being poured out specifically to this matter of prayer. Prayer. Poured out in prayer. People say, well, I don't know how to pray. Well, you start. You know, you don't have to have the big flowery words and all that. I'm not talking about public prayer. I'm talking about private prayer. Private prayer, like in your prayer closet or on your knees or sitting down or wherever you are. You know, you're pouring yourself out somehow. You're pouring out yourself to something every day already. Time, money, effort, thoughts, deeds, words, every minute of every day, your life is being poured out. You only have so many minutes of your life. No matter who you are, you're not going to live forever in this particular body. And so there will come an end. Even if God took you up like he took Elijah and Enoch, there was still a moment where their life was spent. You're spending it each and every moment. And I'm not trying to get you to spend each and every single moment just doing God stuff. Your whole life can be lived coram Deo, you know, in the face of God and for God and living the beautiful life. We had a teaching on that recently. And I'm talking about when you are praying, though. You pour yourself out to those things that you love, and you're always pouring yourself out. And I want to tell you, if you pour yourself out in prayer and service to God, He will keep pouring His Spirit upon you and upon your sacrifice of faith. You see, being poured out is the path to joy. Paul was poured out as wine upon their sacrifice. Drink offering. The wine was to symbolize joy, indicating that the sacrifice was done with a joyful heart and with intent to bring joy to the Lord. Paul's saying that even if I have to die, it's a small thing. A little sacrifice compared to the far great sacrifice and service coming from your faith. I'm going to die, but it will make the sacrifice complete. He rejoices that he was counted worthy to make a sacrifice, and they were also. His tireless effort helped lead to their true faith. He lived with his life, and he led with prayer, and we're talking about being poured out with your life and with prayer, and I'm just telling you, if you can't do it in prayer, you're not going to be doing it in life. If you're doing it in your life, you should be able to do it in prayer. Pouring yourself out. Pouring yourself out to God. I mean, you have this life as a steward. Are you sucking it all in, or are you pouring yourself out? Now, of course, you could be poured out in the wrong way. I mean, the world speaks of this type of idea. They speak of pouring yourself out as well, but it's in the sense of pouring your life into what you do. Now, again, doing things with excellence and all that, that is wonderful. You should do that. You should live life to the fullest in a sense, but full of the Spirit and towards God. Now, there was a country song not too long back. It's kind of recent still. Of course, this could be many years later that you're hearing this, but you probably have heard this song. It was called Live Like You Were Dying, sort of captured that idea. And, you know, there was movies out there, you know, I think it's a Wonderful Life and others, you know, go back and do it right and live like you knew that now and, you know, live like you were dying and, you know, the idea that you are spending each moment. Now, the song's a nice sounding sentiment, you know, to pour it all out, to live with intention, and that's good. But all he talks about in that particular song is thrill-seeking and actually selfish things for the most part. It's a humanistic, motivational idea. There's a video for it. It looks like it's supposed to be all spiritual or whatever. But it isn't giving glory to God. That isn't what poured out means in the biblical sense. When compared to what Christ would have us do, we see that the sentiment to live with passion and intention can be perverted into getting the most out of this life for us, instead of giving to God's glory as much as we can through this life. There's a big difference there. I'm not saying, you know, don't take advantage of the moments. I would say, yes, take advantage of the moments before those moments take advantage of you. No question about it. Don't just waste your time. You know, I could make a rhyme right there, but taste your time. Taste and see that the Lord is good. We ought to live like we are dying. No question about it. Dying to self, that is, and living to God. That's what's truly biblically good. That's what we need to do. We need to be poured out. Give it all out. In the next day or two, I'm going to cover some illustrations about Paul and how he did pour out. And you might be surprised at some of the things he said. You might not have thought about it. Sometimes we just skip over scriptures and just kind of think, okay, well, he's saying that. But we got to remember, these things were given with the pen of inspiration. And so Paul, as we're going to see here, is well poured out. Christians want to be poured on, you know, showers of blessing. You know, mercy drops around us are falling, but for the showers we plead. And I love that. Ezekiel 36, 26. And Christians talk about that. Pour out, you know, Holy Spirit, pour out upon me and all that type of stuff. But, you know, Christians want to be poured on or poured in, but they haven't yet poured out. We should be poured out. But people don't want to take the risk of being poured out. People only want to serve the way they want to serve. They want to choose the altar of service. And that's the way it is when people are just learning Christianity a lot of times, or are on the precipice, as it were, and they haven't really surrendered. They want to be helped in the way they want to be helped. And if you don't help them in the way they want to be helped, then they won't be helped. And then they'll blame you for not helping them. Same kind of thing when people want to be, you know, they want to feel the power, that kind of thing. But they really don't want to give up their own power. They say, oh, I want Christ on the throne reigning in my life, but they still want to be the foreman that decides when and where. You know how you figure some of that out when people say, well, how much do I have to tithe? Or do I have to tithe? Or I don't have to tithe. Worrying about imaginary lines of what they can and can't do and all that, because that way they can just do their duty. That type of thing. You know, when the lawyer was asking, you know, the parable of the Good Samaritan, he's asking Jesus, who is my neighbor? He wasn't asking so that he'd know who to help. He was asking so he'd know who he didn't have to help, how he could limit it. He wasn't looking to expand it. He was looking to limit it. Of course, Christ was saying, be poured out, expand the thing. He was telling the rich young ruler, look, you've got all this money, pour out. You've got all this time, this talent, this treasure, pour out. God gives it to you to use. And again, people don't want to take the risk. They only want to serve the way they want to serve, from a position of strength. They want to choose their altar of service. They need to realize that if they cannot pour themselves out, then they can't get as much as they think they can. And let me tell you need to realize that if you can't pour yourself out in prayer, then how do you really think you're doing that in practice? God takes a person who is truly filled with the Spirit, and He uses the tough situations to spill them over, as it were. You know, you're filled with the Spirit, like you're a glass, let's say. I know there's better examples, but let's just say it's like that. And then He spills you over. Why? So you can flood onto others' lives, you know, with His power and His presence. And He fills you up once again, as it were. You just do the things that God wants you to do, you know, like it says in Ephesians chapter 5, and you'll be filled with the Spirit, believe me. God takes that person through tough situations and He spills them out. Because if you're an orange and I squeeze you and I shake you and I bump you, what's going to come out? Orange juice. What's inside of you? Don't know what kind of tea you have until you get in a little hot water. Friends, He doesn't just fill us with His Spirit so that we can feel full. If you try and hold, you know, just feed, fill, and not try to be poured out. If you try to hold it all in, all you're going to get is nothing but a spiritual stomach ache. I think of the book of Exodus and where Moses told them, you know, gather extra on Saturday for Sunday, but don't gather any on Sunday. And people said, well, we're going to gather some on Sunday too. And they got sick and it was horrible. You know, it's not about the fullness in our bellies, but the overflow of His life from our bellies, out from our bellies. Again, let me say that. It's not about the fullness in our bellies, but the overflow of His life out from our bellies. You think about what Christ said. He said, rivers of living water were to come forth from our hearts, John 7:38. But how can we expect to see this power if we won't allow ourselves to be poured out? Poured out. I mean, when was the last time, you know, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, the old song, and it's sweet 5 minutes, oh my goodness, I'm looking at my watch, oh yeah. I can't let myself go to that altar on Sunday. I can't be poured out because I've got a ball game. Oh, I hope that person doesn't call me because, oh, I can't do that. Who are you living your life for? You don't have to, you know, do everything everybody asks you. And sometimes the good can be the enemy of the best. And you have to make your priorities, no question. But I'm telling you, you need to make it a priority to be poured out. Paul was poured out here. We're going to see when we get into it in Romans chapter 9 where Paul really, really poured himself out. He said that I would rather be in hell than the Jews not be in heaven. But then you see by the end of chapter 11 of Romans, he says, oh my goodness, the greatness of God. Wow, the plan, the power, the purpose of God. It's incredible. And then he says, I beseech you therefore. Because of why? Because of the mercies of God that he has just talked about. But he poured himself out in prayer. It says Epaphroditus was pouring himself out to the point of death. People talk about getting poured on. Oh, pour it on. Oh, I feel the fire and all of that sort of thing. Friend, I got to tell you something. You need to stop trying to be somebody for Jesus and start letting Jesus be somebody for you. You need to hear that again, don't you? You need to stop trying to be somebody for Jesus and start letting Jesus be somebody for you. You know, there's going to come a day when you're going to need to make sure that you're filled with the Spirit in a sense. But if you're not poured out of yourself, then how's He going to be pouring into you? Well, I'm just caught up in my own thoughts right now. That's all the time we have for today. We'll see you next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast. This is Pastor J.D. Hatfield. Pour yourself out in prayer this week. God bless you.
See you next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast, where we are living for today with an eye for tomorrow.
And reveling with God eternally.